Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina, the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. 10 minutes that gives the entrepreneurs more than any other podcast on the planet. We're talking about the six stages of entrepreneurship. Again, the six stages of entrepreneurship. You know, I have found these to be the six stages. Sometimes in number one, you don't discover this necessarily right away. But stage number one is, why do I want to be an entrepreneur in the first place? I knew that I wanted flexibility of schedule, unlimited income. I wanted to control my future. I didn't want to work for somebody because I'd lost my dream job. And I knew that that's something that happens. So typically, the first stage in entrepreneurship is you just decide that you want to control the future, okay? You don't know necessarily what the business is, but you know that you want to own your own thing. And this could happen when you're, you know, you could be a kid doing a lemonade stand and you just like the fact that you made your own money and the power that this had, and you were addicted from that point. I felt like once I started mowing lawns and making my own money, I knew then that I had this side of me in me. And what I did is I would contract lawns to be mowed and then let my friends mow them, and I'd make a dollar override. And I realized that, which has kind of been my model of business my whole life, is I'd rather make half and do nothing than make 100% and do all the work. Okay. So you need to find out your why. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur in the first place? Next, then typically comes with the idea. Now you start looking for ideas. You're very alert to profitable ideas, things that could be a business. I'm addicted to this. I have so many businesses, but I'm venturing into two new startups now. If you'd have told me a year ago, I would have said, no way. I just started a business 2 years ago, and then I helped my son launch a business last year that's doing really good. But I'm like an addict. I see ideas all the time. An idea to me is anything that I think could be profitable within my area that I understand, or within one of my lanes that I've had pre-existing success in. So I don't look for ideas everywhere, because that doesn't mean I'm the one to do it. But I look for ideas that fit my lanes, areas that I've been successful at, areas that I understand, areas that I think could be profitable from day one. That's my criteria. So the second stage of entrepreneurship is typically looking for ideas. All right, I'll give you a cheat sheet on ideas. Number one is solve a problem. The bigger the problem, typically the greater the profit. The more people that have that problem, the greater the profit. Solve a problem. Number two is satisfy a need. Just a basic need that people have. This could be anything. This is like groceries. This is just like mowing their lawn. And it's just a need. Satisfy a need. A lot of people have them. It's an easy business. I've made a fortune off needs. Next is satisfy a want. That's the next tier. That's a luxury. That's the difference between a Timex and a Rolex, difference between, you know, such and such a car and a BMW or a Mercedes, okay? Wants. That's a Disney vacation as opposed to just, you know, hanging out at, I guess, the Holiday Inn and trying to just drop into places. Okay, we clearly know the difference. That's the difference between a grocery store and Whole Foods, okay? So again, that's the next thing on an idea. You solve a problem, you have needs, you have wants, you solve those three. Next is you entertain people. Can you get bodies in buildings, bodies in front of audiences? I mean, this is bowling, okay? This is, you know, this is entertainment. What is it? I'm going to mess up the Trilla. You know, getting people to watch, you know, no-name people, you know, box that aren't boxers, but they know that these people have large social media followings, so they can entertain. Entertain brings money, okay? So if I messed that up, I apologize. I'm not up on everything, but you get the general idea. But again, entertainment makes money. All right, so that's ideas. They're ideas. I just gave you a quick little brainstorming session on how to come up with an idea that was free. Third, now you do your due diligence. This is your business plan and or some level of due diligence. Okay, let me give you a bit. I wrote the world's greatest business plan, but due diligence is this. Is there competition out there? How am I going to be different than my competition? How am I going to price my business in relation to my competition? How am I going to attract customers? who do I need to launch this business from day one? Like, somebody's going to answer the phones or answer the, you know, open the doors for people or sell the product. However it is, every business has, you know, what's going to have to take place. And you need to have some level of due diligence. Okay. Again, I'll give you a cheat sheet on that. How are you going to attract customers? What's your plan for selling them? And how are you going to fulfill it? There's your quick business plan. What is your competition? How are you going to be different? How are you going to stand out? How are you going to attract customers? I kind of gave you seven or eight key things. And who's going to be your team? How are you going to operate your business? Who are you going to need to do that? All right. Now we move on to number four. Now you launch it. Okay. You know, the old thing is at some point you got to crap or get off the pot. I've talked to people all the time. They're still thinking of launching. I have a general rule. I won't launch anything that I have within 6 months. A lot of times I'll spend about a month marinating on the idea, not even doing due diligence. I just marinate on the idea. I write it down in my journal, and I have a lot of ideas in my journal, and some of them don't look as good a month later. Some of them, you know, if they look good a month later, then I know I'm onto something. Like one of the businesses I'm considering starting right now, I actually bought the domain, a name for this business 2 years ago because I thought it was good, but didn't have the time to really jump after it. Now I am. Another business I'm looking to start, I kind of saw it when I made a trip on vacation. I thought it was a great business idea. I saw this business in another city. That's another secret. Look at businesses in other cities and see if you can, you know, replicate them where you live. Okay, but there's a launch. At some point, you have to launch the business. Okay, it's, again, we poop, we get off the pot. Next, you launched it. Typically, what happens now in the six stages is there's a struggle to survive. This is where you're going to have to pivot. This is where you're going to have to make a change. You're going to see an opportunity that you never saw coming, and it's going to be your job to identify it. And the funny thing is there's going to be a lot of opportunities, and you're going to have to make the choice between a good opportunity and a great opportunity. That's the struggle. And there's going to have to be a survival period. There's going to be people that you know were with you when you started this business, and it could be 3 months ago, but they're not going to be here at the end of the year. Because you need somebody else, okay? This is the struggle phase, and I can't prepare you for that other than to tell you it's going to be tougher than you thought it was. And if you knew how hard it was going to be, you wouldn't have started your business in the first place. But when you get through it, the feeling of just accomplishment is just so incredible. And I've just gone through that. I've had a business, multiple business, but 121 years. And I feel like my last 2 months, I feel like I went through this number five all over again. We had some massive staff turnover and different things. And I felt like I started it all over again. Okay? You got to be able to do that. There's a struggle. Next, there's attraction. This is where things start coming together. You start seeing, you know, repeat. You have enough customers coming through your doors, reaching out to you, however you want to view this, where you have enough interest in your product and you're selling, you're converting enough to generate money to actually stay in business. This is where I say you get to the top of the mountain and you can at least for the first time see where you're going. Hey, you can still take the wrong path, okay? I'm not telling you it's over yet, but you kind of at least get a chance to look and go, okay, do we want to go this way, or this way? And you're always going to be deciding and making critical decisions, and it's okay. You're going to make some wrong ones, and you're going to figure it out. But you're at traction. Money's coming in. You're turning the corner. You're in business. This is when you actually feel like you're in business. You're able to pay yourself now. And then, again, listen to other podcasts I've done. It'll tell you all the other stages, and maybe that'll be the next podcast. But I think it's important for you to understand the six stages of entrepreneurship. And it very well could be the six stages of a startup, if I could probably reword it now, because there are, you know, six phases. Not everybody has a why moment. Some people just bump into a great idea and then they do decide to be an entrepreneur. I will say that. And some people start with a why and then chase down an idea. It can go either way. But for the sake of this podcast, we're going to start it with a why. Number two, you're going to search for your idea. I shared with you how to do that. Number three is there's a due diligence period. If you want some help with that, if you go to worldsgreatestbusinessplan.com /free book. You can get my, it's a $20 business plan book, and you get the template, and it's, I just gave you a cheat sheet. Then you're going to launch it, because you got to launch it. Then there's going to be a struggle. It's going to be difficult. You're going to have to pivot. You're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to see opportunities that you never thought you would take. And you're going to get rid of people that you never thought you'd get rid of. Who starts the journey may not continue the journey. And then there's traction. You got enough money coming in, enough customer interest in what it is you're doing, where you can see light. Now you're going to have to start making new choices, new opportunities and all that. And that's the fun part. But you got to have traction. That's where you can breathe just a touch. Again, Sean Castorina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I love teaching entrepreneurship, if you haven't figured that out yet. I wake up every day, three goals in regards to this. I want to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. I'm fascinated by it. I'm fascinated by what business can provide. I listen, this was a guy who didn't have a lot of money growing up. Okay, went to college with $30. Moved to where I'm at right now with $1,000 borrowed. I live really, really well, and only entrepreneurship can do that. Education does not guarantee you that. A successful business does. You can get a degree in anything. It does not mean you're going to end up where I ended up. You have a successful business, yeah, you're going to be making money. That's the result, and I love it. Thank you again for listening to the podcast brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. They are incredible at driving more traffic to your site. Reach out to them, GetStartedMarketing.com. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We will talk again soon.